Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Got my shirt back on here. I had the collared shirt on for the whiteboard video. Went to lunch, threw on the t-shirt. I'm back. And I've got some good news. What I think is very, very good news. I don't agree with Ben Shapiro on everything. But what I find encouraging is the mainstream out there. And I think that Ben and Rogan are kind of proxies for the majority, at least the male population, and I would say a good portion of the female population as well, but kind of flyover country. You know, Shapiro and Rogan probably don't represent the ideas of everyone in Los Angeles or Portland, Oregon or New York, but you know, that's fine. Who cares? I think they represent the majority throughout the Midwest, Arizona, Texas, Florida, all of these places, and especially with the male demographic, say 20 to 40, 45 years old. So it's really great to see Shapiro get on board and start pushing back against Davos, the global elite, and more specifically, Klaus Schwab. Back in 2019, when I first started this channel, or not this channel, the George Gammon channel, I was talking about central bank digital currencies, and everybody back then, the two or three people that were actually watching my videos in 2019, other than my mom and my sister, were just telling me that I was a conspiracy theorist and a tinfoil hatter, and this was crazy talk. And now we see that part of the mainstream discussion. Powell, IMF, everyone's talking about it. The CNBC types talk about it like it's, oh yeah, of course, yeah, central bank digital currency. So in a way, I think that's really good that it has become part of the mainstream discussion. Now, in a way, I think it's bad because it's taking us closer and closer to that becoming a reality. But to see kind of the normies, if you will, or people who represent the general population to start discussing these ideas and also start to point out the dangers in these ideas, whether it's central bank digital currencies, whether it's lockdowns, whether it's mandates, and now it's about the global elite and Klaus Schwab. I think that's a good thing. That's really, really good. So let me go over to this YouTube video. I'm not going to play it, but I want to strongly encourage you guys to watch it. I just was eating lunch and stumbled across this. I don't know how it just came up on my homepage. So thank you, YouTube, for doing a good job. I'll criticize the algorithm often, but when it does something good like this, okay, I'll give it props. So this is Shapiro's video on the Ben Shapiro channel, why you need to care about Klaus Schwab and the Economic Forum. Here's the thumbnail. And he's right here, he's giving his impression of Klaus Schwab. But I can tell, and he actually, I used this clip the other day. I can't remember, I get all these videos. I get all these videos mixed up with the whiteboard and the live streams. But I know I used this clip somewhere the other day. But Shapiro is referencing this. And I tell you what, Shapiro verbally eviscerates Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum like nobody I have ever heard in my life. I mean, I do this a lot, as you guys know. I interview people, I talk into this mic, do the whiteboards, do these live streams. So I can really appreciate someone's verbal communication skills. And my goodness gracious, Ben Shapiro is next level. That's for sure. But his arguments against Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the global elite are very, very sound. I mean, they are spot on. And I cannot articulate the arguments against these guys better than Shapiro can. No way. So this is why I would strongly suggest checking out his video after you watch this. Go over there if you've got some time, or tonight, 27 minutes long. But it's well worth your time. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. The main thing that I wanted to point out is that people in kind of the more mainstream, and I would put Shapiro in that category, are starting to discuss the dangers of these ideas, whether it's the Great Reset Agenda, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the stakeholder capitalism. Shapiro really goes into why that's a bad idea. And he references Hayek. He references Milton Friedman. I mean, it's a very, very good video, very good rebuttal. And again, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that good of a job myself. No way. Even if I had editors cutting to a whiteboard video. So, but again, my point here is that this is no longer just stuff for conspiracy theorists, or this is no longer just, you know, ideas, dangerous ideas that we discuss on the Rebel Capitalist channel or on the George Gammon channel. I don't think you can really say anymore, even, you know, kind of the mainstream media, that, oh, that George Gammon, or, oh, those rebel capitalists in the community over there, oh, they're just tinfoil hatters because they're talking about Klaus Schwab, or they're talking about the dangers of shareholder capitalism, stakeholder capitalism. They're talking about the dangers of central planning and authoritarianism. Therefore, they're just, oh, the sky is falling. They're just trying to find problems that where there are no problems. And they're just wearing that tinfoil hat. They can't say those things anymore because it's right out there in the open. Everyone is starting to talk about it. And a lot of people are really starting to push back. It's not just the people who are kind of early to the party. I would put myself in that category, and Lynette Zhang, and Mark Moss, and the guys that are, and the gals that are kind of in our tight-knit group, you know, basically the people that I interview and the people that I have at Rebel Capitalist Live. So I guess that's a good plug. Buy your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live June 24th through the 26th. But again, the main point is it's great to see these things that I think, I would assume most of you agree with me, that are very, very important to give daylight to. And these are ideas that are very important to discuss. And these are people who I think are very important to discuss and to show how dangerous these ideas are, not just because that's my opinion, but because if you go back and look at history, you can see where these ideas lead. And that's a place we do not want to go. Central planning, authoritarianism, censorship, that leads to Stalin, that leads to Mussolini, that leads to even far worse. And I think we've got an even bigger threat today when you layer on top of that social media and their ability to control the narrative, maybe to an even greater degree than what we saw, let's say, during the 1930s. And you guys know what I'm referring to. But the flip side of that coin is we do have social media, which allows more people to be heard, more people like Ben Shapiro and more people like Joe Rogan, and heard by millions and millions and millions of people. I mean, those individuals have massive influence. So to hear them talking about the topics that I think are extremely important to freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism is very good news. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for those principles of freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, and we'll see you on the next video.